Dear people who keep company with God, I am embarking on a new endeavor. One of the things I have been doing since 2007 is writing a weekly edition of Dear People. It is an endeavor that I believe I am to continue, but in a new way. I think it is time for the weekly edition to come to an end. For me, it is a happy ending with a tinge of sadness. Writing Dear People has been a roller coaster ride. I wrote them through some of the best of times and some of the worst of times we have ever experienced. I began writing them to help a few people in our church who were having a difficult time embracing the move of the Spirit we were experiencing at the time. They shared them with their friends, and I began to get requests from far and wide for more articles from people I did not know. So, I kept writing. When we were walking through our dark time, I wrote them to help me. God used writing as therapy for my heart. Writing during that time helped me keep my mind focused on things above. Over the last couple of years, as God transitioned us out of the dark days, I wrote them because I felt the Lord's pleasure when I wrote. So I did it for Him. Not to mention that I really love the presence of God and experiencing the pleasures in His right hand, Psalm 16:11. Now, I believe God has more for me to do in the realm of writing. 22 years ago, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I would one day write a spiritual devotional. That seems like such a long time ago, but it never left my heart. I think that time has come. Over the years, so many of you have encouraged me to write a book. Although that was never the purpose for writing the Dear People, I hope to do a series of 30-day devotionals using some of the material from Dear People, plus some new insights and revelations God has downloaded into my heart. I can't do this alone. We are in a time where we need each other more than ever. I am getting help from people who have gifts and talent that I don't walk in. I would also love your thoughts and prayers. There are so many people out there that need what you and I have, freedom to enjoy the privilege of keeping company with God. In the meantime, I plan to send a Dear People every couple of weeks or so. I want to stay connected with you. Thank you so much for reading and commenting over the years. Keep keeping company with God. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.